Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, take number 5, is now on the air. Tape number 6. I thought 5 was last night. All right. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of C. Royal. Tape number 6. Unlocking the biblical mysteries, deep, dark sands of the Bible. Tape number 6. All right, I'll be your host. We're going to go bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast, and we'll crank them young lines up to get something going on, because we got a lot of ground we want to cover and a lot of foundation we want to lay. So we'll find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast. Number six, Voices of a True Israelite, six anointed camps, all ears, and 12 out of every tribe is getting prepared to take care of this business in grand style. Yahweh be with you all, bringing our elder in right now. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, Yahweh be with you, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well, see you well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Elder Mr. Tills. Yahweh be with you too. We got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of heavy foundation must be laid scripture-wise. So whatever the Almighty put on you to tell this national audience, that according to the WCC, over 700,000 strong, but we're not going to tell you the total number, over 700,000 strong on the international side to hear what the six anointed camps have to say and Voices of the True Israelites. Take your time now, Elder, do your part, but we can kind of piggyback on what you own. And thus says Yahweh, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And like I always, it's a great joy to be among you. The word of Yahweh. And you know, I always
Hey, Mr. Tibbs, you just kind of plug your phone up. You're kind of breaking up there, Elder. Hey, Elder, kind of plug your phone up a little bit, that microphone, and give a little more juice to it. And we can give you a few more minutes until you get that clear sound coming back, because we want this national audience over 700,000 strong here, every word you got to say. So, Elder, take your time and come back again. Let's see what you're working with. Come on. All right. So what we'll do, we'll bring the Elder back in shortly. And he'll let you know what this broadcast all about. Shortly, we'll give him a chance to get that microphone ready to holler in the microphone real good. But it's 700,000 plus on the international side. All right, let's see what's going to be on stage for a nice episode. We see one of the young lions ready to go, and that's a great thing. We covered a lot of ground yesterday, but that was yesterday. Got to cover a whole lot of ground. See, once this foundation is laid, in fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of the head on that one. That's why we got to get out there and get prepared. But once this foundation is laid, we'll bring that verse back in, exactly what this means. But right now we're going to find the young lion, Brother Titus, and bring him in, up and come and teach out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say. Brother Titus, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh B.J.F.C. see you, right?
Yahweh bless you there. See you. Israel. Of Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young lion. Excellent. Sound like you got a strong voice there, son. That means you're ready to go in grand style. That's a good thing. Covered a lot of groundwork yesterday, so probably all the six camps will go over that foundation to tape it. Discussing among themselves, because we want to not to digress back on that tape. We want to go forward, because a lot of stuff we want to lay this foundation down in grand style. So let's see who else will be coming on stage for a nice episode right now. Also will be Mother E. She says, see, I'm coming on stage for take number six myself now. I mean, I kind of got caught up yesterday, but I'm ready to put a W in as we speak. Mother E, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh be with you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. Let's see, Roy. Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, right there, Mother E. All right, good. We know Mother Z is sitting at the desk waiting to give a commentary on what's going to be on the table, so we know we'll bring her in a little bit later. But right now, I want to go back and let me get another one of the young lions on the table, and then I'm going to go back to the elder, and properly he got his microphone ready to go, and then we'll see. But this thing and I grab this other young lion and get him on stage for take number six. So when you meet another one of them young lions, Brother Makai, Israel, Tribal Yagdadi, held down excellent yesterday. He done the whole three just straight up ready to go. But and he know exactly what he got to do behind that one, because I know he went over it in grand style. Brother Makai, Tribal Yagdadi, Judah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh bless you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you there. Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, young lion. Excellent on your part. I see you ready to go, too. We're going back and find our elder. What you saying, WCC? Well, we feel like we want to mute the elder right now. Get to the broadcast. Ain't that something? All right. Well, okay, we'll get to the broadcast then. But not because you said get to the broadcast. We're going to get to the broadcast anyway. So when I yell to get ready and come back, and you take the M-U-T-E off the elder, then we'll get something going on. Right now, elder, they got you mute down for a minute because they the boss of the hot sauce according to this radio broadcast. But not in the word of Yahweh. No doubt about it. Brother Titus, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right there, Brother Titus. The righteous spirit would teach you what you ought to say. And we left a lot of good stuff on the table out there yesterday and tape number one and young lion, Brother Makai, stood up tall and grand silent. We cut a lot of bases, but like I said again, that's yesterday. We want to get on out there for a reason. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, it's a statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that the reason why the 6 anointed camps got to get on out there, it's the reason why, and it's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's see what we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Then we can watch the best on bump the gums after we get on out there, because we know this ministry is chosen to take care of its business. But it, like I said again, the seer's job is to make sure you got the ammunition. It's up to you to apply it in grand style. So we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we want to put a statement out there that we can read there, Brother Titus. What can we read in the third chapter, round about verse number 10? Pick up at verse number 10. Let's see what we can get going on in verse number 10. Let's get one verse at a time. I don't know which one of them, the precept is in it. But verse 10, give me one verse at a time there, Brother Titus. What does it say in 3 verse 10 of 1 Corinthians?
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 10 reads, "According to the mercy of Yahweh, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, has laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he build it thereupon."
Yeah. So we have been given this task to build the latest foundation. So we clear that Yahweh have given this to us to take care of this business on laying this foundation and putting this nation on the map according to us, says Yahweh. But one thing we never supposed to forget, what is written in verse 11? What say 11?
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For the other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Yahuwah the Son.
So only foundation going to stand is Yahuwah the Son's foundation and what he got ready. He got all the things, so I don't care what nobody got on the table. It ain't going to hold up, because when the right ministry come on the scene, you're going to know about it. So that's why we have to be clear. We stay in the Bible and be able to deliver from this Bible in grand style. That's how we got to operate. We got to deliver from this Bible in grand style, no doubt about it. And we got to lay the foundation and watch the world bump their gums on it and watch over 700,000 strong on the international side of the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, have they licking their chops right now, because they got misinformed Israelites making statements. But what we're going to do, we're going to tie it all in and lay the foundation. And see, once we lay the foundation, then when they continue to bump their gums on them. But we're going to lay the foundation and show you some things that you need to know according to Scripture. We're going to look at Judges chapter 18, verse 25 and 29 there. Brother Titus, what do Judges chapter 18, verse 25 and 29 say?
All right, we're going to the book of Judges. The book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 25 and verse 29. The book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 25 reads, "And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not your voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon you, and you lose your life with the lives of your household."
Verse 20. So the children of Dan, they're the children of Dan, and Dan is one of the children of Israel. So the children of Israel, that's the children of Dan. And what happened in verse 29?
Verse 29 reads, "And they called the name of the city Dan after the name of Dan, their father, who was born into Israel. Howbeit, the name of the city was Liesh at the first."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that bottom part, we didn't need it, but that's okay. In the same token, we found out one thing. So whoever you are, your name carry you forever, all the way. The children of Dan is the children of Dan, Israel. So Dan's name is Israel. So there you go, Dan, Israel. Good. And what it says in Psalms 49, verse 11? There, Brother Titus, 49, verse 11.
Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 49, verse 11 reads, "Their inward thought is that their family should continue forever in their dwelling place. To all generations, they called their land after their own name."
So they call their land after their own name. So that is, and now for them to do that, they have to pull that from somewhere. To call their land after their own name, they have to pull that. Because when somebody else step up there and make a statement, when you understand that you got your name carries you all the way unto burial day, even to the return of Yahuwah the Son, your name. Very important about your name. But it was told about a people in the 28th verse 37. Something was said about a people there, Brother Titus. Something we can read, it was said about a people in the Bible. And what it said we can read in 28:37. Of the book called Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm. The book of Deuteronomy.
28:37, chapter, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 37 reads, "And you should become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whether Yahuwah should lead you."
Now, he said, you're going to be an astonishment and a byword. You going to be an astonishment and a byword wherever you go. You, And what's going to happen to you in 45 through 50? This is what's going to happen to you. That's what he say. This is going to happen to you. You're going to be a byword and a proverb, and you're going to be astonishment. What you mean by astonishment? Because they're going to have your, they're going to have written records of you. They're going to have written records of you, Micaiah. They're going to have written records about you in EZRA. But they're not going to never tell you about your written records, brother Micaiah. In the book of EZRA, it's going to be written records about you. And you're going to go all the way to kindergarten, grammar school, high school, college, and never know it was a written record on you. You will never know that you had a written record that all of the nations have concerning you. And this is what the written record is that we can read concerning you. We're going to the fourth chapter, and I need verse 1 to get me warmed up. In EZRA there, Brother Micaiah, help the old seer out in verse number 1, and who is this written record is pertaining to in 4, verse number 1. What does it say?
The book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 4, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, now when the adversaries of Yahdah Judah and Benjamin heard that of the captivity built the temple unto Yahweh of Israel.
Now look what we got here. We got, and now the adversaries, that means all other nations of Judah, which now is up on a byword. He don't even know who he is today. And Benjamin, and they don't know who they are today. Benjamin, these are the top two tribes of the 12, because Benjamin is the right-hand man to Judah. They don't know that. See? So there go your game changer right there. Judah and Benjamin. If you right now your brothers call them Judah, yada, they don't know what you're talking about. You look right at the one that call themselves Benjamin, Trinidad, all the little areas over there, they know what you're talking about. You see that? So these two, the game changes right here, but they don't know who they are. Judah and Benjamin. That is the smoking, the greatest mystery of the Bible, the two that need to know. And if they ever find out who they really are and their responsibility, it's over with. Judah and Benjamin. So this conversation about Judah and Benjamin, now we go on and find out what about Judah and Benjamin in verse number 2. Let's read a little bit about Judah and Benjamin. So we can look at Judah and Benjamin for a minute. That's the way the lesson going on for right now. And we're going to look at Judah and Benjamin. That's the game changer. What about it in verse 10? Start reading a little bit there, young lions. What does it say about Judah and Benjamin?
Okay. The book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse number 10. Verse 10 reads, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Asnapper bought over and set in the city of
the WCC said they're going to mute the young lion for temporarily because they want to hear this thing real carefully. Okay, so, Brother Titus, pick that verse up. Pick that verse up because we're going to lay something down. So take your time, pick it up around by verse 10 there, Brother Titus. Hit your verse 10 and take your time and get old C a little more bass, or the WCC can really hit it real carefully. Pick your verse 10 now. Come on.
The book of Ezra, the seer, chapter 4, verse 10 reads, "And the rest of the nations, whom the great and noble and Nephilim brought over and set in the cities of Samaria, and the rest there are on this side the river, and at such a time."
Go ahead.
Verse 11. This is the company of the left that they sent unto him, even to Artaxerxes, the king, your servants, the man on this side, the river, and at such a time. Verse 12. "Be it known unto the king that Yahdah Judah, which came up from you to us and to come, and to Judah, building the rebellious, the bad city, and set up the walls thereof, and joined the foundation." Verse 13. "Be it known now unto the king that if this city be built and the walls set up again, then would they not pay tall tribute and custom, and so that you and damage the revenue of the king." Verse 14. "Now because we have making it."
Hold that point. Hold that point, young lion. Just don't be just geared in with all just big time reading without having them big ears too, because I will be breaking in of a lot of points in there. So now he's talking to Judah, but although he's talking to Judah, but who else that's with Judah while this conversation going on in verse 1? Listen carefully. Although he's talking about the city of Judah, no doubt about it, but who is that with Judah? I mean, hook, line, and sinker with Judah in verse 1.
As we see in chapter 4, verse 1. "Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin."
Oh, Judah and Benjamin. See, that's one of another greatest mystery. When Judah was at his best, he was at his best. I mean, he was at the top of the heap when who knew their role? According to verse 1, that young lion. Who got to know their role? And according to verse 1.
Judah and Benjamin.
That means Benjamin got to know their role. When the letter was brought to the table, that means it was a united front. And the two united front was led by Judah. But Benjamin was right there all the way. And that's the game changer. And that's what got to be dealt with to understand one thing. See, you got to put your personal difference aside to see exactly when was Judah at his best. He was at his best when Benjamin knew their role, see, and that's big talk right there. So now we looking into this Bible on how to reestablish to bring Yahweh back in this day, and he telling us right now. And this was the last thing on my mind, but that's how sisters operate. So Benjamin must step to the plate as the 12 organized. Benjamin all of a sudden have to step to the plate to know their role, but they got to understand their role is what the Bible say your role is. So now at this point, when you read about Judah, but in your mind, this is only working because Benjamin understood his role. That's the key right there. Now come on back with that understanding. So we ain't got to bring Benjamin back in at this point. But we clear that Judah can only roll right and be invincible because Yahweh going to intervene when you see the sign of Benjamin accepting the role of the Bible, and then this thing is going to bust wide open, Judah and Benjamin. That's the game changer scene right here. So now keep on reading a little bit more, because now they got a letter before the big dignitaries, and they're talking about Judah and Benjamin, although he just only used the name Judah. Come on, read a little bit more. There, young lion. So we're going to paint that picture real good. So those, we have a great following over there in Jamaica, Trinidad, Belize. But one thing about it, Trinidad, Belize, you got to understand that the Bible tells us what the next move is. And once we clear about the next move and it's brought out, all you got to do is make adjustment according to the Bible. That's what we're going to do. Let's read a little bit more now with that understanding. We ain't got to mention Benjamin, but we know one thing. Benjamin is right there. Now read a little bit more and pick up at verse 14.
As it is said, chapter 4, verse 14. Now because he was maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king dishonored, therefore have we sent and certified the king.
Now what is he saying now? Now what the other nation saying? Now see, you got other nations talk like that. See, it's not meek for the other nation. Just like you got this brother that come out and denouncing his brother, although his brother got be seasoned up. But you got one called himself on the Breakfast Club. He gonna denounce, I even call his name out. He gonna denounce his brother. And now he gonna be the crusader for his brother on how his brother need all type of help and everything else all the time. Things are being exposed now because the timeline to be exposed. So you got a lot of them gonna come out against their brother because, you know, and you got to watch that and don't be surprised how close it is to you when they start dropping them suitcases around you, six anointed camps. We're going to see what kind of spirit you got on you when this happens. When all of a sudden the big dignitaries start telling you that you all right and what we can do for you. We're going to see what you fall for and let the suitcase fall closed by you. And then all of a sudden you start doing the same thing this brother doing at the Breakfast Club, got his mouth going and denouncing his brother. And his brother got an inch of just enough truth to bring in the six anointed camp to tighten his gaps up. See, we're going to tighten his gaps up by his speech through the page of the book. See, because we know our job is. But see, the king's mind. Oh, let me get that verse out. Micaiah. In Proverbs chapter 16, can you see out in 16, 1, 2, and 3 of Brother Micaiah? What can we read out of Proverbs 16, 1, 2, 3, 4? Then skip down to 21 and give me 1 and 2. Help me out there, Brother Micaiah. You have to see out because we own something. We don't know how we're going to get there. But we're going to get there and lay this foundation down. What it says we can read in Proverbs 16, 121, 1 and 2. Brother Micaiah, what it say?
Okay, going over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 21, 1 and 2. Okay, the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 1 reads, The preparation of the mind in man, and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. Verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh's ways are fierce. Verse 3. Commit your works unto Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established. Verse 4. Yahweh has made all things for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, King's mind is in the hand of Yahweh as the river of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Verse 2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, for Yahweh ponders the mind.
You see, so the Almighty gonna make things come out. And you got what you call starters and you got finishers. You got somebody gonna start something, but they're not a finisher. See, anybody can tear something down, but you gotta have finishers. And the finishers is the voices of the true Israelite, the six anointed camps, 12 out of every tribe of the six got to be up on what's going on and know how to go in the Bible and look at this thing with no problem. Got no idea with it because Yahweh opened these doors for something to come out, but the only one going to be able to bring it out and expose the wicked one is who you're hearing right now. And we're going to bring it out in grand style. But in the same token, you have to be able to bring it out in grand style after you have the message. So like I said, any of you are the six anointed camps, 12 up front, if you miss take one, you need to have it on your belt. Don't be fumbling around because you chosen for such a day as this. So don't be fumbling around and don't be prepared because it's going to happen. Now, so we're going now back to EZRA there, Brother Titus. So we find out right now that you always got somebody that can tell the king, well, look here, well, we with you, and you got a whole lot of will that they're going to denounce you. And now they're doing now, they're denouncing Benjamin and Judah right now, saying, you know, king, if you let them get back in their position, they're going to be trouble. So now, pick up at verse 14 again. Pick up at verse 14 one more time there, young man. Verse 14.
The book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse 14. Now because we had maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king dishonored, therefore have we sent and certified the king.
Hold that point. So you see, this is what we're saying. When you have maintenance with these other companies and stuff like that, you're not your own. And that's why it was told plainly, Mother E. See, that's why we go in the Bible and see why they do such a thing to you. But it's written on some things, Mother E. It's written in Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. That's why every leader that ever stepped up, go back in history, now leader had a Bible in hand, and they never told you who you are and what you supposed to be doing to prepare yourself. And when you didn't do it, that's why you're in the condition you're in today, because you wasn't taught properly. But then Yahweh, he opened the door again now for some things to drift out. Now it's time, since the platform is hot and ready, now we got to tie in their loose ends according to Scripture. See? So it's no accident this ministry on the international side is over 700,000 strong. But it consists of Latter-day Saints, World Council of Churches, and the WCC, Latter-day Saints, and the Roman Catholic Church. Because they know the fatal blow will come from this ministry. And they're going to make sure they do everything they can, top of it. See? So listen, don't take what we tell you for granted. Study it, learn it, and be prepared to deal with it when you're on the clock. Don't just think you just here to read a bunch of verses and everything else. There's a message in it that you need to have down pat. not bumming around with it. That's why you, the books you have, the numbers in it, you got to keep up, because you've been created for such a time as this. Because according to the Bible, we read at the closing and the return of Yahuwah the Son. Because it ain't going no further than what he got written. Mother, what you reading? And we're going to show you just how far this thing going. And it ain't going no further. And Mother, Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Judges, chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. And the angel of the Yahuwah came up from Gilgal to both and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, the house of bondage, and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3. Therefore, I also said, I will drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and they are your
thorns. Take your time there, Mother. Read
that
again. Take your time. Read that verse again, because you left out a profound word out of there. So take your time and look at it real carefully, what he says in verse number 3.
Judges chapter 2, verse 3. Wherefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and their Yahuwah shall be as snare unto you.
Mm-hmm. So he said, I'm not going to do it. You see, so when you don't obey the Almighty's voice, he said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. See, you got the weapons of Yahuwah, which is word. But if you don't be a doer of the word besides the hearer of the word, he said, I'm not going to do it. So there's a deal. The mental spirit came down from the Son and the Father to tell the children of Israel by Baba Hoshea was the captain of the host at the time. You tell them children of Israel, I'm not going to drive nobody from you because you don't want to obey my voice. You want to come up another way. And that's the same thing going today. Anytime somebody puts you in a position, they put you there, they can take you down. But the only reason they put you there because they want thing about it. As long as you're going against scripture, they go all the way. What it is, dollars. What does that mean? See, long as they got you where you doing contrary to this Bible, they know you on a rope, a string can be pulled back in. They already know that seed right. And that's why you got a lot of Israelite descent that they stand them all over the place because they don't want their purse string pulled from them. So they're going to be making all type of statements because the same thing happened when they had that thing going on with that rioting over there in New Orleans. Who did they get a chopper to get over there and straighten them up? And TD. Y'all get over there and talk some brother talk to them. Why?
Hallelujah. Well,
how'd you get your money? You got your money by being a what?
Mm-hmm.
A Christian. Who's a Christian? That's us. That's how you got your money. So now you ain't got no choice. And that's the point you can put yourself in, and that will go on today. You build your empire up. That's why you losing daily. But Yahuwah put you there to have that great big platform to lose daily. But now he really going to open the door for the voice of the true Israelite to lay the foundation. It's up to you to receive it. Because that's how they roll. Now, mother in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. Can you think of the verse number one for me? Hebrews 4 verse 1. I want to piggyback to let you know that this thing ain't gonna continue like it is. It was a timeline on everything. And see, we know the Bible timeline and what events supposed to jump off and what supposed to come after that. Because it told you, you know, in the 24th chapter, brothers gonna betray brothers. We understand that. But their foundation never was right anyway. They try to come from another way, like the brother on the basketball team say, Mom, we don't made it. Well, how you made it? Because now you get a chance to cut a check from somebody else. No, you ain't made it. And I'm telling you something. The higher you get with somebody else cutting your check, the more you're going to run into something that we can read, Brother Micaiah. What you going to run into the higher you get in the world? Something you going to run into in Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, particularly verse 10. Let's find out what you're going to run into. See, when your mind is on the world, good. And you pursue Yahweh's good. The higher you're going to get, you're going to run into something up there. No doubt about it. But let me show you what you're going to run into. And we go on to the 6th chapter, particularly verse number 4. We're only 6:10. Let's look at 6:10. And last night lesson, I'm not going back over that. So I hope you, all the tribes of the 12, got the lesson, understand it. I'm not going back over it. Because we got too much to get down the road on. So don't let Satan distract you on such a day of this you need to be knowing. Good. We go on to 6 verse 10, what it say? And 6 verse 10, what it say?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahuwah and in the power of his might.
His might. And the power of his might. So he's telling them, he said, hey, brothers, he said, you, now yesterday left and took it all that in Ephesians, so we know who we're talking to. So he said, now, brothers, be strong. But being strong in use of Yahuwah. What it say next?
Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of Yahuwah that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12.
See, you got to be able to stand in the wiles of the devil. Because the devil got, he got men trained, wiles of the devil. You got to be able to stand. And all the way you're going to stand, you got to know what this Bible is saying. You can't cut an opinion from what that one-eyed Satan is saying. You got to know what the Bible's saying. That's what you got to know. What the Bible's saying. Not that what that one-eyed Satan saying. See? What is it next? Give me another verse.
It was Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
You see that? You see what you're rapping with? See, the higher you get in this world, the higher you get up there, and that's what happened with this book. He got to be, like his old mouth say, he's the richest black man that ever lived. He is written, but he's not the richest black man. He's the richest black man, but how did you get your riches? And then when you get up there with all them beings, you're going to run into the devil himself, he said. So that's what you're running into. You're running into the highs you get with all that money. You're running eyeball to eyeball at the sitting table of Satan the devil. And then you'll see all of what goes on, the one that you least suspected. And they all gonna look like somebody else. And you're gonna be with yourself there doing sin. Dang, that you didn't know that sometimes you be wanna get higher, but you gotta make sure if you're gonna get higher, understand who you are and your responsibility in Yahuwah. Because the higher you get in this world, higher you're going to get, the higher you get, you're going to run closer and closer to Satan, the devil himself. Because he's a counterbalancer of what Yahweh got on the table. Okay? So now when you take that cake number left of their table, which was five, take five, and this is really take six, and you listen to that tape, and then when we go into this one and keep listening, you're going to hear something, and you've got to get yourself prepared for what you need to hear. So now we come back to Mother in the fourth chapter. Hey, Mother, come back to that fourth chapter and let you know the timeline that you're on right now. We're going to Hebrews 4:1. What is it saying 4:1 that we can read?
Okay.
Mother, yeah, 4:1. Let's read a little bit. Let's read a little bit in that fourth chapter that we can read.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left of entering into his rest. Any of you should help. No. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should see to come short of it.
Yeah, go ahead. So what is he saying? So Paul is telling us that, he talked some good stuff there, Mother. And so you might well just bring that verse one more time, take your time and read it again, that 4:1, but we're gonna continue reading it. But he made some profound statements right here in 4:1 that we want to talk about it, Mother. But you gotta bring it on in grand style again. 4:1 again. Come on.
Hebrews 4:1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left us entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it.
See, that's what you don't want to do. See, you don't want to come short of this promise. You don't want to come short with this thing. You don't want to be bogged down with not knowing the plan, because you can come up short with this thing. You can come up short on this day of rest. See, you need to know about a day of rest coming. But a day of rest only happens, let me show you, only... Let me bring Mother D up Israel on the scene, and we're gonna talk about this thing. See, you don't want to mess around and be bogged down, and you fall short of this rest. You don't want to be falling short. Let's bring Mother D up Israel. She'll come on stage for take number six. Mother D up Israel, tribe of Yahweh God Judah, Yahweh beat you, see right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, now, what can cause us to fall short of this rest? See, we can fall short of this rest in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Paul, he talked about it in Corinthians earlier about this foundation. Now, what can cause us to fall short of this rest? Let's find out what can cause us to fall short of this rest. Let's run to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we'll pick up verse 1. We'll read a little bit, and then we'll see what's going on. So you can fall short of this rest, because you can mess around and have a what's called certificate for passing kindergarten. You have a report card for passing first to sixth, high school, college. You got all that, but you're below the mission on the day of his rest. With all them degrees and all that money you got, you're going to end up blowing the day of the rest. And you can be in the ground. But when he wakes you up, you still ain't going to have the information about the day of that rest. See, that's what you got to know about the day of the rest. Or you going to fall short? Because something got to happen. And you have to know what's on the scene. And that's why in last night's lesson, we talked about a little of that red there and some good stuff. So we want to tie that in by looking at 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Let's read a little bit, Mother D up Israel, until we get our point. Come on.
Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Yahweh, our Son, and by our gathering together to him, verse 2, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Yahweh is at hand. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worship, so that he as Yahweh sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh. Verse 5, remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6, and now you know what was holy, that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7, for the mystery of sin do already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold that part, right there. That wicked gonna be revealed by the what again? Read verse 10 again. How is he gonna be destroyed?
How many verse?
What did he just say?
Verse 8.
Yeah.
You want me to read verse 10?
Yes.
Okay, verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might
back up to 9. Back up to 9. No, I wanna know what verse was that he will be destroyed by something. So back up to 9. I wanna touch on that. Read verse 9.
Well, that was verse 8 there. Okay, verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Okay, hold that point. The verse that I want by the verse by his mouth. See, I'm not looking at anything. I'm just I'm hearing what I need to hear to go to where I got to go to. I want to hear the verse where it talks about he going to be destroyed with his coming, but the verse got his mouth in it.
Verse 8.
Okay. Give me verse 8 again. Give me verse 8.
Verse 8.
Give me verse 8.
And then And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with his brightness of his coming.
That's what I want to read down. So how is he going to be destroyed by the spirit of his mouth? Now, that's what I want to read there. So he going to be destroyed, this wicked. He going to be destroyed by the spirit of the mouth. And you know what the spirit of the mouth is? The Bible is right. The Bible is the spirit of Yahweh's mouth. Listen to me. Take notes. The spirit of Yahweh's mouth is the Bible. And what's in that Bible is the spirit of his mouth. Back up, Mother D. of Israel, Proverbs 1:23. So the Bible is what's going to destroy the wicked. The Bible is going to do it. That's what is laid out for you to understand. The wicked is going down from the pages of the Bible. The Bible is Yahweh's mouth. You got to apply Yahweh's mouth. 1:23 of Proverbs, bring it.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Let me do that.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
I'm not there. I'm trying to get the page a little. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
So the wicked will be destroyed by the Bible and the words in the Bible. Somebody has to be able to say something about these words in this Bible. So somebody got to say something. So it will be somebody to say something, but remember, but the one that say something that use the Bible, that's how the wicked will be destroyed. But you can't say nothing if you ain't got no Bible. It don't work. See, you have to be able to see this. It don't work if somebody making a statement and ain't reading none out of the Bible. See, then you know that's not the one. So he giving you the keys on how the wicked going down from the pages of the Bible. So the Bible must identify the wicked. The Bible taken down. So if you see anybody standing before you and they not connecting the Bible to it, then you know that that's not the one. Because now you got your blueprint on how the wicked is going down. The spirit of the Almighty's mouth is his Bible. And one that can go in the Bible and bring out his words. See? So now, Mother E, let's run back and find out our timeline again. Now, we read verse 1. Give me a little bit more because it's very important. And Brother Titus, I'm coming back and that EZRA again. I ain't do it there yet, but I got to go another way because I got to bring out something along the way of bringing out something. So now, the Bible is what going to take. Not to see all this milk. Because it makes it plain Brother Titus. Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
It makes it
yes,
plain
sir.
In the book of Zechariah. See, we have to know how this thing gonna unfold. Because if you try to follow along with that one eye thing, you're gonna be all over the place. You got to understand what Yahweh have got written, and to the signs of the change is coming is by Yahweh's mouth. Yahweh's mouth is the Bible. So when you hear the Bible is broke down and you understand it plainly, That's the sign of Yahuwah making his move, not through a bunch of speech making. Today ain't going to cut it. So this is how it's going to happen in the fourth chapter, 3 verse 6. Now he told the seer, the man of the hour at that time. Now Zechariah was the man of the hour, and he asked Zechariah, he said, are you the man of the hour right now, Zechariah the seer? He said, yes. Well, do you put down what I tell you to put down, Zechariah the seer? And what did he write that we can read in 4 verse 6?
The book of Zechariah the seer, chapter 4, verse 6, reads, then he answered, expecting to me, saying, this is the word of Yahuwah, unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saying Yahuwah's hope.
He said, it's not going to be by might. No, it's not be who got the military weapons. No. It's going to be by my word, my mouth, the Bible. This is what's going to do it. Listen, it's an only count. This is what's going to do it, the Bible. This is his mouth, the Bible. It's not going to be by might. Who got the military this? No, it ain't going to happen like that. See, you got to know how it's going to happen. So when you see those who they sound like they got a great speech on it, well, what great speech you got in no Bible open? Remember, it's no great speech without the Bible open. So whatever cliches you gonna quote, if it ain't no Bible involved, it ain't from Satan the devil. This is how it's gonna happen. Somebody gonna unlock the Bible and lay it out before you. That is the key to understanding what the next step is. Not no great rhetoric speeches. The Bible, the mouth, Yahuwah's mouth is his Bible. Never forget that. Pray about every camp, or the six of money camp. Don't forget that. The Bible. Nobody got a great speech. Ain't no great cliches nowhere unless you quote the Bible. So, in Ezekiel chapter 2 there, Brother Titus, in Ezekiel chapter 2, to precept that, watch what's going on right here that we read in verse 2, 1 and 2. Let's get Ezekiel 2, 1 and 2 out the way first. Ezekiel 2, 1 and 2.
All right, the book of Ezekiel the seer, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1. And he said unto me, son of man, stand upon your feet, and I will speak unto you. Verse 2. And the Spirit entered to me. When he spake unto me, he set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me.
Good. So he told him, he said, look, oh, why would he say about standing on your feet? Give me your attention. He said, hey, seer, give me, I need your attention. So what have you got going on? I need your attention now. Because I'm sent from the Son and the Father to tell you something. Skip down to verse 7, down to verse 10.
Ezekiel the seer, chapter 2, verse 7, down to 10. And you should speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. For they are rebellious. They are most rebellious. Verse 8. But you, son of man, hear what I say unto you. Be not you rebellious like that rebellious nation. Open your mouth and eat that I give you. Verse 9. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me. And lo, a roll of a book was therein. Verse 10. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentation and mourning and woe.
Hey, that's something. You see that? So we see the wicked is going down from the book. See, in his book, it can clock where you at right now, you just got to be in the right business to understand something. That one I'm saying, whatever speech you ever heard on that one I'm saying, and ain't got no substitute, you can denounce it out your brain. Because this is what he said. Spirit enter me, enter me. And when that spirit enter him, because the words that he was speaking. And then he said, look here. He spread a roll of book down before him. And so now that book was spread down before him. So now the spirit was there with a roll, that book, and he spread it out. Spread that book out. So this is how you get the Holy Ghost. See, all that jerk and kick, that ain't nothing but a choke from Satan the devil. Now, they giving him the Holy, remember the spirit giving him the Holy Ghost right now by spreading the book out before him, giving him the understanding of what you got to say to this rebellious people, and the same thing we got to say to rebellious people today that brags about their worldly possessions. See, Brother Micaiah, pick him up. He's up at 3, verse number 1, that Brother Micaiah. What it say we can read in Ezekiel 3 and verse 1? Now, you got the picture. You got the picture in grand style. The Son of Man was the seer. The minister spirit, when they come out of heaven, they're going directly to the seer. That's how they roll. The seer got to have his word down pat to get it to the elders. This is how it rolls. This is how the understanding is there. If the order is not there, Yahweh is not there in the order. This is the order. So now, he said, give me your attention, seer, because I got to show you something to get to that rebellious family called them the Israelites. Now, okay. So he spread that roll out. So this is the spiritual eat that's going to happen right now. Let's watch this in Brother Micaiah, particularly verse number 3, verse 1. Let's watch this spiritual eat one verse at a time. Come on. 3:1. Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that you find. Eat this roll and go speak unto the family of Israel.
See, you can't break out running until you eat the roll, and where you gotta go is to the family of Israel. Do you understand that? So what is all these apologetic speeches about going to people called other than the family of Israel? That's absent from this conversation. We ain't hearing nothing about the family of Israel. Anybody from Yahweh, your mission is to go to the family of Israel. But that's what we ain't hearing nothing about, no family of Israel. We hearing all those things that we got to take care of as this lesson unfolds. So now here go the order. Now when you start seeing this thing unfolding, then you know you're working with something. When you know that the seer is eating the roll, and the next thing he go and find family of Israel. See? And then you start saying, wait a minute, this is a like Bible right here. And this is how it's gonna work. Bible, see, right? Ain't about you going out your way and making all these apologetic speeches about what you gonna do better with anybody other than what you read here. This got to be on the table. See, we can bother you when if anybody rolling with this conversation right here, I can sit there. I'm listening to you because I never said years ago. If you can find a better teaching ministry than this, then you tell me where it's at, and I'm going to join a Jew. Well, I know what you got to be working with. You got to be working with this. See? Don't let the glamour blind your eyes. Let this book get you straight. So now the book is there, and what happened in verse 2? Let's see what the old seer started doing in verse number 2.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, picking up at verse number 2. Verse 2 reads, so I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that roll.
He said, I mean, I gave my Solomon attention, serious attention to what the Mrs. Fair got to say. And you keep on paying, you keep on playing the field, no, never mind, and some things don't happen. And you same thing about all the rest of you. Keep on with no, never mind. Hold that for me. Pull it out. Hey, Mother E, hold what you got. Let's go to second corner. We're coming back in a minute, too. Let me tell you something. And sooner or later, you're going to see them get right. Because they're going to have to look at this Bible and they're going to get right around this Bible. Yeah, and let me show you something about when you go out, get out of order. And let me show you what's written. Hey, Mother E, we're going to second Chronicles 36. Let me show you what's going on that we can read. In second Chronicles 36, Mother E. Look at verse 12 and let's see what's going on here. Second Chronicles 36, verse 12. Yeah, what it say?
Second Chronicles 36, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of the Yahweh.
Y'all hear that? So in 36:12, the ones had their mouth on even today. Now run your mouth today, you're doing what's evil in the sight of Yahweh. Why? And humble not yourself before the seer. We're speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. What's Yahweh's mouth? The Bible. You remember when you read the Bible? This is his mouth. This is his mouth. See, you got a ministry is speaking from the mouth of Yahweh, which is his Bible. We're showing you what this Bible is saying. And when you if anybody you're going to be looking at, look within their hand. If they ain't got no Bible in their hand, then whose mouth are you speaking from? See, you got to be speaking from the mouth, because they will be restored from the mouth of this Bible. This is how everybody's going down. But you got to know what the Bible is saying. So you will have leaders going to come all directions, and they're going to be puppet leaders set up like the bubble over there at the breakfast club. Then I just told the big dignitary going over there to New Orleans and calm them down. Why are you telling them that? Because and you a Christian? Ain't you got my money in your pocket? Yeah. Well, get on and take care of business. So they look in their book and say, well, who can denounce him? They look just like him. Now you got a crusader now over there on Breakfast Club. Your mouth going bad what they call that back in the South as a goose mouth. Give me that. What they're saying, mother, give me that old saying, Mother D.F. Israel. Mouth cracking like a, Help me out. You know that old saying about your mouth cracking like a... Y'all
really
out there, huh? The Moses know that they just can't pull the trigger on it. So that's how their mouth will be gone, be cracking like a goose. The goose be cracking. Yeah, well, not no, like a goose.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a goose.
I need that
old saying about when they say your mouth is cracking like a goose. So I need that old saying, but that's okay, we leave it alone. But that's what I wanted right away. Now, mother, we found out right now that they didn't humble themselves when the seer was speaking from the mouth, from the Bible. So anybody that is led by Yahuwah, they will speak not from their emotions. They'll speak from the Bible. That's a game changer. What happened in verse 15 and 16 there, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what happened in verse 15 and 16? Now, I'm going to show you, when you don't speak by the Bible, let me show you what happened. In verse number 15.
Verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. And the Yahuwah of their father sent to them by his messenger, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on the and on his dwelling place. What are you saying? Verse 16. But they mocked the messenger of Yahuwah and despised his words and misused his fear until the wrath of the Yahuwah arose against the people till there was no remedy.
There was no remedy. There's no remedy. See, when you get out of order and you don't follow the anointed leadership in order, the way the Bible is, Yahuwah don't like that. He don't like that. And then you give, like David said, I bring in Wednesday night lesson. I don't want to cover everything. Yahuwah told David that you have given the people's occasion of speech. See, you give them speech when you out of order. Yahuwah got an order about this thing, and you going to know when you're in order. So when you continue to mark the messenger of Yahuwah, the order he got, the wrath against them of his people until there was no remedy. Now, you can't figure out why that being at his own mouth, the richest black man on the planet Earth, and now the billions is falling down as blocks. The billions is falling down. Everybody pulling away from it. Because you got to build yourself up according to the order of the Bible. And Yahuwah let you get there, but he'll put you there for a reason. But if we really got you there for, you won't say enough. Now, where we going to go in the Bible and show you how to, you got the platforms there, but now we're going to show you how to speak more perfectly. Okay? As we are both. But you have to understand the rules and regulations. Okay, good. So, Mother, let's come up. Mother E, let's run back and finish that up in the book of Hebrews. You read verse 1, 4th chapter. You read verse 1, 2. How about you get? I know you got the mark already in there. I know you got the mark already there.
Let's flip back over to what you said in Hebrews,
Mother. Yeah. Remember, you got a mark in it already. You got five markers to the side. You're going to see always going to come back. He might come back an hour later, but he's going to come back. So now we're in 4 verse 2. So now you better flip back on the 4 verse 2 and start back to reading again. What it say in Hebrews 4, 2?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the covenant taught, as well as unto them. But the word preaching taught did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that did it.
Mm-hmm. They heard it. So a lot of these words ain't going to do a lot of people no good, I would say, Mom. Although they heard it, the ones of the past heard it, now and then. But it ain't going to set right because it all depends on, the, you know, some things that you have did to get to where you at, to get to. See, a lot of things going on, and this brother's bringing out. See, when you catch them in high places, it's a price to pay to be in that high place. And remember, when you get in these high places, the prices, then they're always going to have something on you to always fall back on. And their initiation is a little bit different than, much different from Yahuwah. Their initiation, you got to do some things that's very kinky that they love. They do kinky things to your beginning stage. And they take that and put it aside. Yeah? They put it aside, and that'll handcuff your mouth in time to come. So that'll happen. So that's why you have to know what you know. But one thing that can nobody they can't take this word of Yahuwah from you. You have to keep it there. They can't take it, the word of Yahuwah, and we're going to read that maybe before the end of the week, what did Satan say in the book of Nicodemus, chapter 15? He said something. We're going to take care of that later on in the week. Can't take everything along. Can't get away, don't we? Get away. Because we always run into something on the way of running into something. That's the key. We always run into something on the way of running into something. And sometimes it depends on how it's read. You have to stop it there and clean that up. You know, like yesterday we had some couple things been cleaned up. So you got to stop it, clean things up, then get back going again. Now, let's look at verse 3. What does it say, Mother? Hebrews 4:3.
Verse 3 reads, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, that they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world."
He said this thing was finished before he even created man, because the Bible gave him the book and he read the book. In the 5th chapter of Revelation, you know, he read everybody's part, his part, although his time was finished. So he already know what you're going to do. He already know who's going to stand, who's going to fall out, and who's going to lay down like a rug, and who's going to be used. And he know a lot of things. He know, you know why? He read the book. And the key to it is the same book that he read, we reading it now. See, we're reading the same book that's given to the Father, to the Son. Now, you know what? Now, we're reading it. See, we're reading it. And we're giving you the understanding of this book. So you already knew what, you know, when Satan did what he did. He read it before. Remember, before anything happened on man, the Son had the Father's book. So he read. It's just like watching a movie unfold itself. He watched it, everything. So when he even asked Adam, Adam. And Adam said he hid himself. So, it's not that he didn't know where Adam was at. He was already have read the book. And that's the point we're trying to get to you, that once you read this book with understanding, all you got to do is watch the next movie play from the pages of the book. But you're not gonna have that spirit if you don't participate in this thing plainly to understand. You will have that spirit. You can be all over the place. Your conversation will be more on what that one eye Satan saying, and not what Yahuwah the Son saying from the pages of the book. You'll be all over the place, and you won't be standing back cool, calmly, because you're being read the book. And that's what we try to get to you, Six Anointed Camps. The information of this book to watch everything that's going on from the Bible. You ain't got to watch that one out Satan now time. All you got to do is watch this Bible. He'll give you the spirit to understand what's going on, just like he told Adam. Hey, Adam, where are you at? Adam said, I hid myself because I was naked. You already knew what Adam was going to say. How you know that? Because he read the book. We all are going to know what they're going to say. How we going to know that? Because we read the book with understanding. What are we making? He said, tonight, Mother, you read 4, verse 3. You read that. Now read verse 4. Now watch we leave only in verse 4. We can't cover everything 3 hours. You know, they said, they talked about us as a people, our attention span is no more than 3-4 minutes. I beg the difference. This broadcast stays packed jam from the time we open the thing up to the time we leave. On the international side, over 700,000 plus. So, and they bogart the way they're trying to get to hear some more voices of the Jewish life. You know why? Because they know if they don't get the answers, what's really going on, they're going to have to hear it from us. And all we're going to do is read the Bible, showing you what it's saying in the Bible. Now, watch what verse 4 say. Come on, Mother, read verse 4.
Verse 4. For he speak in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and Yahweh did rest the seventh day from all his work. Verse 5.
Yeah. That's it. That's it, Mother. That's it. So this thing ain't going no further than the seventh day. That's it. So this creation ain't going no further than the seventh day. In another time about the seventh day. And where is that seventh day he spoke on about another time? Mother, hey, Mother E, read it. Let's go to 2 verse 3. He said he spoke about this seventh day way back. So this creation of that the Son was allowed by the Father is only will be 7 days. And all you got to do is read Psalms 90 verse 4. It tell you 1 day with Yahweh is 1,000 years. Then you precept that to 1 Peter 3:8-9, the 1,000 years. That's all you got, 1 day. You ain't got but one. 1 day is 1,000 years with it. This thing right here, it's closer than you think it is, but he's not going no further to the seventh day. So this one number, the 7,000-year creation of man, and that's why we read at the atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles about why they have to make a sacrifice for all 7 days, because you've been sinning for all of them, and now you made a sacrifice for the seventh day already.
Okay.
This thing is closer than you think it is, and if you keep listening, we'll clock it as it unfolds. That's how close it is by understanding what's written in this book. Now, you spoke about a 7 day, Mother. What that 7 day is in 2 verse 3 of Genesis.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3.
Now, I spoke about another day. So Paul was quoting something that's coming out of Genesis 2:3, Moses. He was quoting something coming out of Genesis 2:3. When you read Hebrews 4, verse 4, he was quoting something that's coming out of Genesis 2, verse 3. What did it say?
Okay. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 3, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
Now you have word rested and all that good, all them good words in that 2 verse 3. Now, they'll tell you in the Christian and everything else that the left side of the book they call the Old Testament is done away with. Then what Paul is saying in Hebrews 4, verse 4, with that in your mind, what you just read out, Genesis 2, 3, what is Paul talking about in 4, verse 4? Read Hebrews 4, verse 4 again.
For he speaks in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and Yahweh did rest the seventh day of from all his works.
Now what? Where did he speak on that of a certain day? Genesis 2, verse 3. See, Paul is reflecting you back to Genesis 2, verse 3. You see, but the world will tell you, you don't need that. All you need to know is just keep listening to our great speech from the tongue. Paul is quoting Genesis 2, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, read verse 5 and 6 now. Now, 5 through 7, and that'd be enough of that because we got to get back to what we're on. 5 through 7. Now, look what he says in 5, verse 7. From 5, 6, and 7. Look what he said, mother. Hey, mother. Hey, mother. Look what Paul's saying in verse 5, 6, and 7.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 5. And in this place, again, that they shall enter into my rest. Verse 6. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first taught enter not in because of unbelief.
7.
Verse 7. Again, he limits a certain day, saying, and day, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your mind.
He's saying, today, you know, this thing is no more than 7,000 years of creation. He said, today, if you don't harden your head, when tape number 6, Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, the Deep Dark Sands, has been revealed to you, don't harden your head. Today, if you hear this thing, don't harden your head. He's telling you it ain't going no further than the seventh day. It ain't going no further. Do you know what time you're in right now? You're in the seventh day. See, we can go to Hosea chapter 4. 6, 1, and 2, and let you know what time you're in right now, but we can't take everything in one set. Believe that all. So he says today now, you got to pay attention. Because it's, tell me out there, Mother D.F. Israel, in the 24th chapter of Matthew's, Mother D.F. Israel, in Matthew's 24, I just want to get up. He tell you today. Today, if you hear this thing, he's going to tell you just how close it is by going to Matthew's 24. But going to Matthew's 24 and see just how close this thing is, mother. We're going to look at verse number 34. You want to find out how close this thing is. Pick it up at verse 34. No, pick up at verse 33. 33. Down to verse 36. We won't see how close this thing is, but this is a parable. It's a parable, but it's not a parable to those that understand his mouth. His mouth is the Bible, like we said in the earlier part. This is not. You got to understand the Bible. So, in the 24th chapter of Matthew's mother, it's a parable. But it's the truth in this parable. 33, 36, you're on the clock, come on. Mother D.F. Israel. Matthew's, hold on, 24, pick up at verse 30, 33 to 36. Listen real good. Come on, Mother D.F. Israel.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 33 to 36. Verse 33 read, so likewise, you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near. Enter at the door. 34.
Even at the door. It's so close. It's just like from separation from your front door to you answering it, and somebody knock. That's how close this thing is. It's just that close. Even at the door. Huh? At the door. Like, you know, if one of your child say,
34. Truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
So he made that statement while he was in the flesh, but he did know when he was in heaven because he read the book. He read it now, and you won't know about understanding this book too. That we know now about watching the signs of the times now. Now we can watch the signs of time, and we could take this lesson and go that way, but we can't do that. And we can tell you about certain things got to happen, and we'll take care of that in Wednesday night lesson. I'll make a little note of it, and if you see it going on right now, and all you got to do is watch the signs of time. When it talks about one betraying one another, like the brothers at the Breakfast Club, you see what he's doing? And all these colleagues around him, what they doing? They betraying one another. They squealing like they got like somebody poking them with a pin in their neck. That's how they squealing now, see? And he's squealing too on things that's way up that you need to know of. What's really going on? See, but we already know from the page of the book. That's why we got to come in and show how to help it more perfectly understand what time you're in and what you're saying now, you're supposed to say it now. And how we know that, let me see now. Let me show you why we know you're supposed to be talking right now. Then we're going to get back to what we own. We know you both be talking right now. Let me see. Bug McKayan. You know why we know you both be talking right now? In the book of Esther. There. And Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Don't you look at something that's over in the books that were taken out, called the Book of Esther, taken out. I want Esther 12 verse 6. Then we'll come back with Esther 13, 1 through 7. If somebody want to pull out, I want to pull out something in Esther, in that book that was taken out by the Catholic Church in 1885, they removed this book from you for you not to know this. But now it's time for you to know these things. In the book of Esther 12, verse 6, 13, 1 through 7, out of the Apocrypha. They call it the missing book. The hidden books. No, the books that you checking out. Now, there ain't nothing, it's nothing hidden about them. You remove them books out of the way. Yeah, that would happen to you. You taking them books away, but now whatever's been covered is going to be revealed by the six anointed camps, the voices of the true Israelite. So in the book of Esther, Micaiah, and Yahweh be with you out there around Kankakee area, camp number 3. Yahweh be with you. Sister B, Israel. Chapter 4. Let's look at what was said, and I want to back up a little bit. I want to back up to 4:10. Hey, Brother Micaiah, what it says in Esther chapter 4, 10 down to verse 14. What it say?
Going over to the book of Esther, chapter 4. We're going to pick it up, and we want verses 10 down to 14. Book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 10 reads, again, Esther spake unto her tax and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. Verse 11, all the king's servants and the people of the king's prophets do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. Verse 12. And they told to Mordecai Esther's word. Verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you shall escape in the king's house more than all Yada Jews. Verse 14. For if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yada Judah from another place, but you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Ain't that something? Y'all hear that? See, you got
chapter 12, the book of Esther, chapter 12, verse 6 reads, howbeit Amon, the son of Amathadus, the Agagite, who was in great honor with the king, sought to molest Mardathias and his people because of the two eunuchs of the king.
You just stumble all through that one, but in the same token, this is Haman, and he's a Haggagite. And so this is Haman. This is Haman right here. They talk about Haman, you know? They talk. So he got in good with the king. So Haman got in good with the king, and that's what's going on today. You know, we get our pockets right, and we get in good with the king. You know? They call him now the president. We get in good with him. Mm-hmm. Now let's go to the 13th chapter, 1 through 7. And what happened next? Now this is Nimrod, he's a Haggagite. That's what he is. That's Haman. Haman. That's how they spell his name more than one way. That's Haman right there. They just left the H off it. And here. But we in 2 Corinthians 2:11, Brother Makai, but we got some 2 Corinthians 2:11 with us, working with us. What does it say?
Going up to the book of 2 Corinthians. We're going to chapter 2. We want to read verse number 11. The book of 2 Corinthians. Chapter 2, verse number 11, read. Lest Satan should give an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Right. See, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know exactly what Satan going to do by watching his book. We ain't got to watch the one eye of Satan. We know exactly what Satan going to do, who it is. But remember we read in 2 Thessalonians that wicked must be revealed. The Almighty going to destroy him with his mouth. His mouth is the Bible. His mouth is the Bible, the spirit of his mouth. The spirit of his mouth is the Bible seed. This is what's going to take everybody down, the Bible. But you got to know what the Bible says. Nobody can compete when you open the Bible. As long as you're sitting at a round table throwing back opinions, everybody got opinions. Opinions is just like reading. Everybody got that. But the game changer is you knowing the Bible. So now we're going to 13:1-7 says what?
The book of Esther, chapter 13, verse 1 through 7. Esther chapter 13, verse 1. The copy of the letters was this. The great king, Artaxerxes, write to these things to the princes and governors that are under him, from India and to Kush, and 127 prophets. Verse 2 reads, after that I become Yahweh over many nations and have dominion over the whole world, not lifted up the presumptions of my authority, but carrying myself always with equity and mildness. I propose to settle my subjects continually in a quiet life and making my kingdom peaceable and open for passage to the utmost coast to renew peace, which is desired of all men. Verse 3. Now when I asked my chancellor how this might be brought to pass, Haman, that excelled in wisdom among us and was approved for his constant goodwill and steadfast fidelity and had the honor of the second place in the kingdom. Verse 4, declare to us that in all nations throughout the world, there was scattered a certain malicious people that had laws contrary to all nations and continually despised the commandments of the king, so that the unity of our kingdoms, honorably attended by us, cannot go forward. Verse 5, seeing then we understand that this people alone is continually in opposition unto all men, differing in a strange matter of their laws and evil affected to our state, working all mischief they can, that our kingdom may not be firmly established. Verse 6, therefore have we commanded that all dates that were signed and written unto you by Amon, by Haman, who is ordained over the affairs and is next unto us, shall all that their wives and children be utterly destroyed by the sword of their enemies, without all mercy and pity. The 14th day of the 20th month, Adar, of this present year. Verse 7, that they who of old and now also were malicious may in one day with violence go into the grave, and so ever hereafter cause our affairs to be well settled and without trouble.
Now, you see what happened? Now this Haggai guy, he rose up to be the second great ruler upon the king of 120 provinces. So he says that, you know, it's the people that they're not going to do right, and they need to be destroyed. But now, remember, as time unfolds, the how you destroy people now is keep their record from them on. And now you destroy people now by giving them a culture that's not theirs. How you destroy people now, you have them to make songs up by, you know, all type of songs that keep you, you know, disembobulated that you listen to on your normal day. How you destroy people now is to understand that you got TikTok, which is two sets of TikToks. You got TikTok is owned by China. They own that. But they have a TikTok for their peoples and a TikTok for you. The TikTok you listen to is, you know, baby gonna make my money. you know, that's the TikTok you listen to. But you go ask the same people that owns TikTok, what do your kids listen to on TikTok? This whole tip talk a different ballgame. Why so? Well, you know, we can't physically just, you know, not remember. We can do it by controlling what you eat, what you hear, what you wear. We can do all this, and all we got to get the sponsors to do our bid. And that's what, and this is what this brother is finding out by. He don't got way up there now. He's seeing things. The higher you get off into saving business, the more you start seeing things. Whoa, these things up there, and then you start seeing the moves and the shekels, and now he's starting to run his mouth about things that the Bible have already told you what's going to happen. And so our job is to tie in what he said biblically, what he said. They was already been prophesied, and they operate the same way, but they do it on a higher level today. They operate the same way you're hearing it right now, how to operate. It's a people that's not going to do right, but these people tell they position it very high, but we got to do something to get it down very low. And what they do and use now is what they feed in your brain, what you wear, how you talk, how you walk, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you got it. You kind of got an idea. Yesterday, take this tape. Put it together. You'll be all right. Now, let's go to Esther chapter 9. Let's go to the regular book now. So this one said in the book that was taken out. But it was already said, they taken it out in 1885 by the Catholic Church. They removed these books out. But the Almighty had them to leave it in the book. They just worded a little bit different of the same thing. So you can get it there when they reach and go, oh, no, they should not hear this. If they hear this, they're going to put the thing on, and they're going to go look up this word called Agagite and find out who this Agagite is. So now we got to get this out of the Bible. So they pulled in 1885, the Catholic Church snatched 14 books from you. So this story was taken away. But Yahweh always had backups. So he had a backup story in Esther 3, verse 1, 8 through 11. Titus. What he had in Esther 3, verse 1, 8 through 11. What he had that we can read?
The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 1. Let's get down 8 through 11. The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 1, read. After these things did Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Amittai, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set this throne above all the princes that were with him. Verse 8 through 10, read. And Haman said unto the king,
hold on there, young lion. So you see, this is the same one, although they snatched these books out from you. When you look at your Bible now, you see, but see, this man, this is a master player that knows the beginning from the end. He knew what the Catholic Church was going to do in 1885, you know, so but he left it there for you to read it out of your Old Testament. But then somebody come tell you what Old Testament is done away with. Oh, it is? Oh, no, you don't need nothing past Matthew. That's done away with. You don't need that no more. Oh. But hey, Mother D.F. Israel. But it tells you in Psalms 11, verse 3, something. See, you know, so many will tell you now, and your Christian church will tell you, oh, no, you don't need nothing past Matthew anymore. All that's done away with now. Oh. But what did David write from the Spirit's mouth in 11, verse 3 there, Mother D.F. Israel? What did he write that we can read?
Psalms 11, verse 3. Okay. Psalms 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
See, if you ain't got no foundation, what can the righteous do in Brother Micaiah? What he told Thomas to put in his book in verse 3? Huh? What did he tell Thomas to write in his book? No. Latter-day Saints, no, it's not in canon, no. Because your forefathers and mothers figure out what this we can leave in, this what we put on. We can vote on this and take this out and take this out. They don't need all this information done. But that don't mean we ain't going to read it, but they don't need it. They don't need it. No, you don't need this in canon, no. Because if they read this in canon, then they'll start be asking questions that, you know, we don't want them to ask. We want them to ask the questions that we get them to ask. What is it in Thomas verse 3 there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Thomas, verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. And you will realize that it is you who are the Son of the Living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
Hey, that's it. Yeah, that's they begin planning. See that? See, when you know yourself, then you know, if you know yourself, then you know who not yourself. You kind of catch that. If you know yourself, then you know everybody else, if you know yourself. But if you don't know yourself, if you are all over the place with yourself, then you won't need no foundation. You won't need it because you don't know yourself. See, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. You don't know what you was created for these days would be doing, but you was like that one I say, and just take it till you can make it, huh? Time going up. Now, so Moses wrote about that, Brother Micaiah. He wrote about that in Deuteronomy 32:26. Matter of fact, read verse 1, because he was talking to somebody up and away, and 32, verse 1, he was talking to somebody that was up and away. 32, verse 1 and 26, what does it say? 32, verse 1.
Verse 26.
What is that? Yeah,
the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. We want to read verse number 1, and we're going to drop down and read verse 26. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 1 reads, give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Verse 26.
Go ahead.
I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
Hate that. He's the man, see it? He told everybody up in heaven and the ones that got here on earth. He said, you know these people down here that carry my words? I'm going to have them to cease from me. When you tell them who you are, they're going to say, no, that ain't you. But you ain't going to say who you are until they tell you who you are. And now you got somebody now is touching saying that we this, then we ain't even that. But he already told you it's going to happen to you. So now you're watching it unfold itself now. After he got in the high place and seen that the higher he gets, the more he run into Satan. He run into Satan. God, dog. He run into Satan everywhere now. Way up there. And now he's starting to talk. Okay? He's starting to talk. But he's saying just enough for us to kind of clean him up in the book. And we're going to clean him up in the book and let him know, Yahweh made you say that. Because it was time for you to say that. But we're going to clean you up in the book now. We're going to clean you up in the book now. So now, Brother Micaiah in Deuteronomy 28, verse number 15 through 18, 25. What do it say in Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 18 and 25? What
does it say? The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 15 through 18 and verse 25. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15 reads, "But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Verse 16, cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Verse 17, cursed shall be your basket and your store. Verse 18, cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, the increase of your kin and the flock of your sheep. Verse 25, the Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth."
Wow! Who's he talking to? Who, Mother E. Who's he talking to, Mother E? Who's he coming, Mother E? Who's he telling this to in 2 Kings 3, 24? Let's give it two lines, Mother. Let's see. And I just want the subject matter. Who's he talking to, Mother? According to 2 Kings, now, you reading something, but it tells you with through the precept we get understanding. Who is he telling that this is going to happen to that we can read? Second Kings 3, verse 24. Hey, Mother, who is he talking to that we can read that this is going to happen to? Let's see, can we make it plain? Mother. Who is he telling this to? Yes, ma'am. Who is he telling this to in 2 Kings 3:24?
2 Kings chapter 3, verse 24. "And when they came to the camp of Israel," the Israelites.
Stop right there. Stop right there and read that again. Stop right there and read that again, Mother. Read it again, Mother.
2 Kings chapter 3, verse 24. "And when they came to the camp of the Israelites,"
Israelites. Hold on, Mom. All we want is to find out this message is to who? The camp of Israel. The Israelites. So you see, but right now, you ain't called this right here, the camp of Israel. See, the word Israel only anonymous meant, I mean, what that big word is, it only works with this word. Mother words don't work with it. See, this is the only word work with it that keep you and growing with the Bible. When you read about the camp of Israel, the next thing in your mind will be who? The Israelites. Not the mother name. No. The camp of Israel, the Israelites. Now see, when you say the camp of Israel, the Israelites, that shut everybody down. They finished now. They ain't got no comeback. They can't go in the Bible and get a comeback out of there. See, that's it. And remember he said the wicked will be destroyed by the spirit of his mouth. His mouth is the Bible. When you talk Israel, you both talk what again, Mother?
The Israelite.
That's a game changer. Now, that changes everything. When you read, now when you read what's going on right now in Deuteronomy 28, so now we know who going to be scattered. We read verse 25. And now we're going to find out something else going to happen to Israel, the Israelites, in verse 37. Now, with that picture on your mind, so now when you read Deuteronomy, the whole book of Deuteronomy, now you know who he's talking to. The camp of Israel, the Israelites. They're going to be scattered to all nations. Oh, not African-American, Negro, and no. The camp of Israel, the Israelites. That's what he's talking about. So this we tell him the camp of Israel, the Israelites, in verse 37. Now what he said, Brother Micaiah, what did the Almighty tell Moses about the camp of Israel, the Israelites, in verse 37?
Okay.
Picking it back up at Deuteronomy chapter 28, drop it down to verse 37 reads, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, that the rock Yahweh shall lead you, the camp of the Israelites.
Oh, now the flip of this Bible. Look how plain the Bible is now. So now, all you got to do now is search the scriptures and see who fits that. But it's telling you, the camp of Israel, the Israelites, they going to cease before me. Although they're going to be scattered to every nation upon the sun. See? So now you read this to help your loved ones to be more plainer about what's really going on the page of the book. Now skip down to 45 through 50. Look what it. Now, since you understand he's talking about the camp of Israel, the Israelites, look what was told to Moses to tell the camp of Israel, the Israelites, in 45 down to verse 50. Listen to this. With that understanding, come on.
Continuing at Deuteronomy chapter 28, we drop it down to 45 down to verse 50. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 45 reads, moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you till you be destroyed, because you hearken not unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to keep his laws and his statutes which he commanded you. Verse 46, and they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder and upon your seed forever. 47. Because you serve is not Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind, for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall you serve your enemy, with Yahweh shall sin against you in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. Verse 49. The Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young, the camp of the Israelites.
That's you mean that Big Mouth Bible told us? Yes, see, Roya. So when we go back to the young lion, Brother Titus, and we read what's going on over here in Esther chapter 3, you read verse 1, right? So skip down to, now remember what you just got to read, that Moses was told the territory of Israel, right? So now we finally get to Esther, and we find out this Haggai, this Haman, you know, he rose up to be the second ruler in Japhetic land. At that time, these are Japhetic people. They run the world at this time now. They run the world at this time. They were running the world, Japhetic people. They was in power. So now, Haman had gotten all the way up there to be second ruler. He on skin and grin and got himself up to be second ruler in Gadic land, 120 provinces, but these were Gadic peoples that was running it at the time. So now Haman, the Haggagite, has got all the way up to be second ruler. But he had his history with him. He had his history. Let's see what he says. Who was this guy and what did he say after he got into that position to be second ruler? We go on to the third chapter there. With that understanding, we go on to Esther chapter 3. And let's read how he operated by being a third ruler in place. I'll read verse 1 again, just get warmed up. 3:1 again. Esther 3:1, bring it.
Book of Esther, the seer, chapter 3, verse 1 reads, after these things did Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Amenophis, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his song above all the princes that were with him.
Now, look at the setting now. He's a second ruler, and he's a Haggagite. See, we're going to find out more about that maybe not in this lesson, but we'll take it back for Wednesday, right? No class tomorrow. Now he don't got to be second ruler, but one thing about it, he has this history of understanding. He got the history of himself and his people. See, everybody got the history. You just don't have your history. So he had his history.
Hallelujah. What?
Okay. See, you know, we is taught that we don't have no history. We African American and Negro and color, so we don't have no history. And we got people that professionals don't know their history to teach nobody nothing. So that everybody dumb down. Because you don't have your history. You had this history with him. So now, keep reading verse 2. Now what happened? So now you see he's a second ruler up on the Japhetic land. He's a second ruler, but he got his history with him. He's a Haggagite and know his history. What happened in verse 2?
The book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 2. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed the reverence Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence.
Ain't that something? You see that? But Mordecai, Judah, Benjamin, more correctly, he didn't pay him no never mind. Now, he arose up to be the second ruler, and everybody, you know, skin and grin, you know, T.D. Jakes, Klepto Dollars, you know, everybody skin, the Breakfast Club, everybody skinning and grinning, you know, yeah, you know. But Mordecai didn't do it. You know, like the six anointed camps of bosses over to his wife. We watch you from page of the book. We don't watch you no other way. We don't care how many, what you got going on. We can look at this book and put the thing on you. What you mean? Well, there you'll cut me off. But the point I'm trying to say is this. See, we watch everybody from the page of the book. And if we ever can get you to understand this Six Anointed Camp, you got to watch whatever going on from the page of the book. Haman, that Agagite. Keep that, never forget that name. Verse 3.
Book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 3 reads, then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, the Benjamite, who transgressed you the king's command. Verse 4.
Hold on. The stoolies told him, hey, you ain't, we all, supposed to stack when we not itching and skinning, grin, you know, shuffle our feet all over the place. You see, and the same thing happened when some of the Judah came over to the in a certain part of Virginia, and they sent they guys out that was already broke down like a horse already, tell them to come on now how to behave themselves. How would master talk? Look down at the floor, look down at the shoes, don't raise your eyes up, you know, skin and grin. Call me Big Ball. Though you might be 6'8", and he might be 5'1", but call me Big Ball. So you see, he just read right here. Verse 4.
Book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 4. Now it came to pass when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not, listened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai the Benjamite of Yadah Judah matters was staying. For he had told them that he was a Yadah Judah. Verse 5. And when Haman saw that Mordecai the Benjamite bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. Verse 6. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai the Benjamite of Yadah Judah alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai the Benjamite. Wherefore, Haman sought to destroy all Yadah Judah that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai the Benjamite of Yadah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. In the first month, that is the month, read like it is, Nisan, in the 20th year of the king of Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 20th month, that is the month Adar.
Time's gonna get away on this right here. You know, we're on 3 hours a day. And if you want to hear the more conclusion of it, on the Pal Talk, you go there, for Micaiah and all the young lions there, whatever. They'll be teaching that on if you want to hear some more of this good stuff. You know, but we only have 3 hours on this broadcast. 3 hours. See how time go fast? Time go fast, though. Mm-hmm. 3 hours. Keep the attention fan 3 hours plus. So now, Mother, we got to bring Mother Z in and get her statements. When she get out of take number six, we're going to bring Mother Z in and let Mother Z address this national audience over 700,000 strong on the international side. We're going to bring her in and we'll just go in for them. We'll pick this back up. We'll pick this back up a little bit later. We're going to look for Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, another one of Moses out of Camp 1. Yahweh, I'll be there. See you right here.
Yahweh, blessing. Keep you, see you, Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother Z. You know what, Mother Z, time go fast when you're having fun, especially when you know you have all the answers to whatever going on according to the Bible. They gave it to you. And when you're trying to lay it out for us to really hear the truth of the matter, we'll leave that like it is. So, Mother, what you got to tell this national audience, over 700,000 strong on the international side, what message Almighty put on you to tell them? You're on the clock. Come on.
I would just like to continue to read about his rest in Hebrew chapter 4, and I'm going to start, I'll pick it up at verse 8 and go down to verse 16. For if Yahweh had give them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day, verse 9, there remained therefore a rest to the people of Yahweh, verse 10, for he that is entered into his rest, he also have ceased from his own work, as Yahweh did from his. Verse 11. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest lest any man or woman fall after the same example of unbelief. Verse 12. For the words of the Yahweh, is quick and powerful and sharper than in any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine of thunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows and is a discerner of the of those that of their thoughts and intent of their mind. Verse 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in him. In his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Verse 14, seeing then that we have a greater higher priest than that is passed into the heavens, Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father. Let us hold fast our profession. Verse 15, for we have not an higher high priest which cannot be touched which with the feeling of our infinity but was in all points tempted like as we are yet without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. That's Mother Z. So she dropped a lot down, but it just kind of got away. And but remember, call for details and wherever you close by, get in one of the six anointed camps and sit down and learn what you're hearing now, because we have the message that you need to help you understand the timeline of what's going on today. Good. Now, call the detail 224-600-5579, the international line, and wherever you're closer at, we can get you to one of the camps, and you can sit down and learn in grand style some Thus Says Yahweh, because you're going to need this, not continue to wrap yourself in that one eye faith. Okay. All right, good. Now, we're going back to where we was at. So we find out this Haman, he's a Haggagite, and now he mad at Mordecai because Mordecai been skinning grin in his presence. You know how we do when the boss shows up, we start skinning and grinning when the boss show up, you know, or when we, you know, I made a call one day to somebody. And I didn't recognize the voice. I said, I didn't recognize your voice. Oh, I got to put on my job voice. Oh, that's what it is. You got a different voice than when you're around. And, at the job, I got to talk totally different.
among the people and all the province of the kingdom, of your kingdom, and their laws were diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's law. Therefore, it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them. Verse 9. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasury. Verse 10. The king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Hamath, the son of Amathadah, the Agagite of Yadah, Judah's enemy.
Skip down to verse 13. Did he remember what you read in Deuteronomy? Well, what about the babies and women? I know he had no hard to deal with them, did it? Verse 13.
After chapter 3, verse 13. And the letters were sent by post and to all the king's prophets to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Yadah Judah, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 20th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey.
Oh, no, not, you mean the mothers, the elderly men, the babies? Oh, no. He didn't give no order to do that, did he? Yes. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He gave order to kill anything that got blood in him that's of Judah and Benjamin. See, why you got the influence you don't know that? Now, these are the same people that exist today, see, right? The same mindset exists today. They'll kill you in more ways than one. They'll kill you in your brain and have you do the rest of what you're doing today. See?
Mm-hmm.
The kill you in your mind. They'll have you where you, you won't keep the Sabbath day. You won't keep the feast days. You won't wear fringes. So damn, killed you in your mind. You pay that no never mind. And that is your way back to him. Fringes, Sabbath day, feast days. You pay them no never mind. So they don't kill you right there and now. They got the opposite of y'all. Why? You keep no feast day, Sabbath day, and wear no fringes. So that's how they get in your day. And you listen to all that hard rock, that hard rap music. About the bee gonna make my money, and how low can you go, all the way to the moon?
And
that's what you right? So everything just a move to another level, see, right? But you don't see it. But your time gonna run out. All right, good enough. So, Mother E in a closing statement, can you give me, and we come back Wednesday night, Mother E, give me Numbers 20, give me Exodus, give me about this former guy. How will I know who they are today? How will I know who they are today? What's written, Mother E, in the closing statement in Numbers 24:17 down to verse 20? How would I know who the Haggai guy? I never heard that name. Haggai guy. Haman, the Haggai guy. Who is this? Who is these peoples today that would do such a thing if they got in writing to these peoples ain't fit to live because they ain't gonna keep what God said we got. Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and Halloween. And they ain't want to keep Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and Halloween. They want to keep Sabbath day and well friends. You know, these people ain't fit to live. Who's saying these things? Who are the people today that's saying these things? 24:17 out of verse 20. Mother, the closing statement, come out. Well, Mother Eve.
Oh. The book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17 to 20, verse 17. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob, Israel, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth.
Moab is what you call TikTok. See, TikTok today, that's mm-hmm. Moab. You know, you go to TikTok, that's Moab. TikTok. TikTok got two broadcasts. They got one for you and one for their people. You didn't know that? You didn't know that? Yeah, they show TikTok for their people, and they got TikTok for you. And guess what? The one they showed for you. Yeah, that's what Moab on that TikTok. Go ahead.
Verse 18. And Edom shall be a possession. Sarai also shall be a
possession.
Possession for his enemies. And Israel shall do vanity.
Violently.
Out of Israel shall come he that shall have dominion and shall destroy him that remaineth of the city. Verse 20.
Okay.
When he looked on Amalek, Esau took up his hammer and said, Amalek was the first of the nation, but his latter end shall be that he passes forever.
Now, y'all hear that? So Haggai, guys,
yeah,
which is Amalek, right here. But we just read the whole story, how it's going to happen, and who's going to lay the fatal blow on him. And you read it out of 2 Thessalonians. See, I'm saying something. This Bible, it's the greatest piece of literature it is. He said they're going to be destroyed by the spirit of his mouth. And that's the Bible, see, right? So he's letting you know that wicked will be destroyed by the spirit of his mouth. His mouth is the Bible. Did you know that? He said, now, if you want to know who Agagite is today, look for the one that's in charge today. They're the first of the nation. That's who put that order out on right and said, kill Judah and Benjamin with the young, the babies, the little ones, the women, don't make no difference. don't you watch your eyes on the prize every year? You see how they deliver you? You know, I mean, the Bible is telling you what to do, but you man never been taught this thing. And the same thing, they got their records today. They now they kill you now by having you to do it to your own people by promoting all type of rap music and all types of stuff that you hear now. You know, TikTok and all that kind of stuff. All these broadcasts and matter of fact, get your clothes and stay with that mother, and we catch your wings tonight. And
okay,
brother Makai, give me that now. Give me that list. Give me that list. Give me that list now. Let's see what name they call themselves now and what they got going on. Now I need that list real quick on tape number 6. Now I need that list about how they get you now. And we'll read the list and who on top of that list. Mother, close and say don't catch your wings tonight. Come on.
Oh, thank you and praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And I just accept to the listeners, the Israelite listeners, to hold on. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So now you know what you read in Deuteronomy. You say you, the camp of Israel, the Israelite, you're gonna serve your enemies. And you know, for hunger, nakedness, clothing, everything you want, you're gonna serve them. So is the camp of Israel, the Israelite, they're gonna be in poverty. They're gonna be in bad shape. You know, when you look today, because you, if you want to get some water, you got to go to your enemy, clothing, food, right? You know, right? Mm-hmm. So that went out to the camp of Israel, the Israelites. But who is this Brother Makai is reading right now that you're going to be, you will not be, you will be a borrower, and they'll be the lender. The camp of Israel, the Israelites, right? Well, who is this reading? Micaiah getting ready to read. Come on, Brother Micaiah, give me something.
Okay, I got some on the list of the Jewish Americans that owns the business in media. This is what I have here. It's a very long list. I'm going to give a few of them. We got Adolf Zukor, who started Paramount Pictures, NBC Universal. These names, it's a lot of names. I'll give you the names of these companies they own. Warner Media News and Sports, NBC Universal, CBS News. We have CBS Corporation, Discovery, NBC Universal. We have, there's so many of them. Red Sox, MLB Red Sox.
What about a couple of major like Facebook and Twitter? What about some things that we just jumped all into Facebook and Twitter and a couple more stuff like that, you know, like Comcast and those plain things. Who own them? Let's see,
well,
do it line up with the people. That, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to pull them up because, like I say, this is a very long list. I know we got TMZ on board. That's they part of it. We got Walt Disney. I'm going to have to pull them up.
Well, we'll come back. Hey, young man.
We'll come back Wednesday with
the Ducks in a row Wednesday on based upon the major outlets like what the children of the camp of Israel, the Israelites, will be in poverty. Now, if somebody's
right.
saying they're you, then you got to fit the curses in the Bible. You can't be the one that owns TikTok. You can't be the one that owns major outlets. So we take care of that Wednesday, okay? We get back on the Wednesday.
Okay.
So the bottom
right.
line, we're going to see if it lines up. Because if you mean, then why we don't have this, you know, what you own. We take care of that Wednesday. The Jewish people
okay.
own all these major things. The Jewish
everything.
People, the one that say they are the Jew. Then you got brothers of the camp of Israel, the Israelites, say they are the true Jews. Then they are tossed up between they the true Jews, and they said we the Jews apologize to us Jewish community on what you're saying, you anti-Semitic. Come on, but we're going to take it all that later. We'll take it later. Let's get Mother B.F. Israel and get a closing statement after she reads Exodus chapter 17, verse number 1, 8 through 11, the closing statement there, Mother. Hey, Mother B.F. Israel, how about reading Exodus chapter 1 and 8 through 11 in the closing statement? What does it say?
Exodus 17.
Yes. Verse 1, skip down to 8 through 11 in the closing statement.
Exodus chapter 17, verse 1 and verse 8 through 11. And verse 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeying from the wilderness of Sin, after their journey, according to the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. Verse 9, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of Yahuwah in my hand. Verse 10, so Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
Now Amalek and Haggai, that's interchangeable. That's Amalek, that's the name Haggai, that's Amalek. So remember we read over there in the 24th chapter, Amalek will be the ruler of the world when it's at the time you get your eyes open. So who in power today is Amalek? The Haggai. You gotta a little bit of information. So then when the children of Israel, that is opposite of Amalek, came out of Egypt, guess where they ran to? Amalek. And Amalek was trying to catch them and again, deliver them up. See, Amalek, he always know that his thing is to deliver you up, but you don't know that. Amalek, the Agagite. We'll leave it like that for right now. Mother D.F. Israel, close statement, come out.
First Maccabees chapter 3 verses 19 to 22. Verse 19. For the victory of the battle standeth not in the multitude of an host, but strength comes from heaven. Verse 20. They come against us in much pride, and sin do destroy us and our wives and children to spoil us. Verse 21. But we fight for our lives and our Torah instruction. 22. Wherefore Yahuwah himself will overthrow them before our face. And as for you, be you not afraid of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's excellent. Now, you know I got to get some precept out of that, Brother Titus. That's excellent. So you see what Mother just got to read? Now, she dropped a bombshell right there. So now you got to precept that to 14 verse 9 of Numbers. What did it say in 14 verse 9 of Numbers?
Book of Numbers. The Book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 9 reads, "O rebel not ye against Yahuwah, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahuwah is with us. Fear them not."
So you see what he's saying? He's saying some good stuff to us, and WCC said, "Well, we gonna mute the young lion, Brother Micaiah. We gonna mute him. We gotta mute somebody. We gonna mute him." So listen. You hear what he's saying? Damn the man! You know. So now, come back to Exodus chapter 17, verse 13 and 16. So the big dignitaries of the Latter-day Saints that we going to M-U-T-E, Brother Micaiah. Okay. So as your radio station, we got ours coming. Now, come back to Exodus chapter 17, verse 13 and 16 there, young man.
The second book of the Heavenly Tablets, the book of Exodus chapter 17, verse 13 and verse 16. Exodus chapter 17, verse 13 reads, "And Oshea discomfited Amalek and his people, the children of Israel, the Israelites, with the edge of the sword." Verse 16. "For he said, because Yahuwah is more, that Yahuwah will have war with Amalek from generation to generation."
So you see, and then you got these leaders coming out saying, like in last night's take, we both need to, you know, we all need to get up under God, and God love everybody and all this good old stuff. But see, that's why you have to understand most perfectly that the Bible is contrary to the thoughts of men without reading the spirit of his mouth. Yahuwah got a problem with a people, because the problem with this people, they will do you in, but they lied upon a many names. They be upon a many names, mm-hmm. and you're looking for them upon a one name, but they up on another name. See, you reading about Agagite, and you find out this is Amalek. Now, Amalek is the one that's in power today. It's called Amalek. Mm. Do you know who Amalek is? Do you know? See, you don't know, and you got a degree on your pocket. You don't even know who Amalek is. Huh? You don't know who Amalek is. But that's where we come in at. We showing you what the Bible's saying. The Agagite is Amalek. But who is Amalek? Let's go to Genesis 36, verse 1 and 8. And we find out who Amalek is. But see, we'll find out on the way. See, we can, all the six camps can do these things. We know exactly what's going on from watching the page of the book. So what are we apologizing for, all these apologetic statements going on? And we know who Amalek is today. Amalek got the history saying that we need to kill everything that's Judah and Benjamin, from young to old, to woman to child. They not fit to live because they ain't going to do right. You don't think that same mindset is going on today, but you don't know who they are biblically. Today, now, who is Amalek the Agagite? We're going to show you in the Bible. We're going to Genesis 36, verse 1. Skip down to verse 8 and come out.
The first book of every time, the book of Genesis, chapter 36, verse 1 and verse 8. Genesis chapter 36, verse 1. "Now these are the generations of Esau." Who is Edom? Verse 8. Thus was Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom.
Go ahead.
Verse 9. These are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. Verse 10. These are the names of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, the sons of Adah, the wife of Esau. Rudiel, the sons of Mishamah, the wife of Esau. Verse 11. The sons of Eliphaz were Timon, Omar, Zepho, and Katan, and Kanah. Verse 12. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bare to Eliphaz Amalek.
Amalek. So the Agagite is Amalek. Amalek is the first of the nations. Amalek is the one you pay your bills to today. You know, you get your phone bills, your light, your gas, your water bill. You pay them to Amalek. Who is Amalek? That's Esau. That's his father. Who is Esau? Genesis 23 down to verse 25. 25, 23, 25. And we'll start right there. You listen. We got six locations. Why don't you learn what's going on from the Bible? Why are you making all these apologetic statements about it, but you don't know who nobody is? Huh? We know who everybody is from the pages of the book. Now, Amalek is the Agagites that put out a hit that killed everything that looked like you. Benjamin, which is called Jamaican, and Judah, which is called African American and Negroes. It makes them no difference. Because when you cross them, that's how they roll. Ain't that what's going on today? Now, who is this Amalek, Eliphaz, Esau? Who is this? 25, 23, or 25? Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 25. Chapter 25, verse 23. And Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people should be separated from your bowels, and the one people should be stronger than the other people, and the elder should serve the younger. Verse 24. And when a day to be delivered was fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Verse 25. And the first came out red all over like a hairy gun. And they called his name Esau.
Esau. Read verse 22.
Verse 22. Genesis 25, 22. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yahweh.
21.
Verse 21. 21. And I entreated Yahweh for his wife because she was barren. And Yahweh was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
So Isaac is the father of Esau and Jacob. So both of these people is Semitic. Esau is Semitic. Jacob is Semitic. Both of them got the father called Isaac. So you cannot be anti your nationality. Your father is. So when they call you anti-Semitic, how are you going to be anti-Semitic when you are Semitic? Because both of you got the same father called Isaac. You cannot be anti yourself. So they throw this word on you. That ain't up a propaganda. That's propaganda making you anti-Semitic. And you is Semitic. Just like he is Semitic, you is Semitic. Because both sons got the father called Isaac. And Isaac's father is Abraham. And Abraham go back to Shem. So all these people are Semitic peoples. They're just one is a bigger liar than the other. And when you'll find out more Wednesday night. Young mind, Brother Titus, give me a close and say that we'll catch everybody Wednesday night. And Brother Micaiah, you know, hey, what can you say? They will do their job, we got to do ours. Closing statement, Young Lion, Brother Titus, all yours. We'll catch everybody Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Buffalo. Come on.
All right.